Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Continuing with the chapter on the virtues of dhikr and encouragement to do the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Today's hadith عن عبد الله بن بسرم رضي الله عنه أن رجلا قال يا رسول الله إن شرائع الإسلام قد كثرت علي فأخبرني بشيء أتشبث به قال لا يزال لسانك رطبا من ذكر الله رواه الترمذي وقال حديث حسن. Hazrat Abdullah ibn Busr radiyallahu anhu narrates that a man asked, O Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the laws of Islam are too many for me. So what this means, that he was not referring to those things that are fara'is, those things that are faras, that we have to do. He's talking about those actions that are nawafil, those that are over and above the faras. The nawafil actions are many. So this was a very beautiful question he's asking Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The faras, we all have to do, we don't have a choice. But when it comes to nawafil, then there are many, many nawafil. So this is what his question was relating to. So he tells Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, tell me something which I can adhere to. In other words, there are many, many things that are nawafil, many things that a person can do. But tell me something that I can hold on to, I can adhere to, I can catch on to it properly and practice upon it. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told him, لا يزال لسانك رطبا من ذكر الله, that keep your tongue moist with the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now there were so many things that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam could have told him. He could have told him, go for hajj, give zakat. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam could have told him many other things. Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam told him a very beautiful thing, that keep your tongue moist with the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In other words, let your tongue be engaged continuously, or let your tongue be engaged very, very frequently with the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One explanation that ulama give as far as this is that moistness of the tongue refers to the mouth moving, whilst dryness refers to keeping it silent. Some ulama say that it means that one should take the name of Allah Ta'ala with love and take it with affection. Hazrat Abu Darda radiallahu anhu said that those who keep their tongues moist with the dhikr of Allah Ta'ala will enter Jannah smiling. Those people that keep their mouths moist, in other words, their mouth is moving, they all the time they're reading, they'll enter Jannat smiling. So here, as we explained yesterday, that although these are words, but they have a very great impact, both on the internal self and the external self. So we shouldn't look at it lightly and just think the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala not to be of any consequence. We did the other day one hadith, Hadith-i-Qudsi is where Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is narrating or relating that Allah ta'ala has said. Normally you'll get a sahabi saying that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, but where you get a situation where Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, and that's not wahi as far as Quran is concerned, this is wahi ghayr matlu. So now this is known as hadith al-Qudsi. So Allah ta'ala mentions, ana inda dhanni abdi bih, that I treat a servant according to his expectations of me, according to his hope on me, that is how I treat servants. One of the explanations that ulama give is that despite a person having mountains of guna, which one of us haven't committed sin in our lives, but we still have this hope in Allah Ta'ala. Wallah, I'm hopeful, despite my mountains of guna and sin, you are there to forgive me. Allah Ta'ala will treat this person according to his hope and his expectation in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He's hoping that Allah Ta'ala will forgive him. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will forgive such a person. There was one Ansari youngster. It was not well. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam went to visit him. And when Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam went to visit him, I asked him, in what condition do you find yourself in? So this Ansari, young man, he says, O Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I find myself in a condition that I'm very fearful of my sins, my gunas. I'm very, very fearful of the gunas I've committed. But at the same time, I'm hopeful in the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied to him and told him that if your condition is such that you fear the punishment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala because of your sins, Allah will give you protection from that which you fear. And your condition is such that you're hopeful in the forgiveness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah ta'ala will grant you that forgiveness that you're hoping. In other words, all the time we can't be foolish and say, Allah is ghafoor rahim, so I can commit whatever sins I want. That is foolishness. The hadith describes this as foolishness, but intelligent is that person that continuously is hopeful that whatever mistakes I made, whatever slip-ups I made, Allah Ta'ala will forgive me for it. And whatever mistake that I made in the past, I'm going to rectify it and I'm going to correct it. I'm not going to go back to it. So one is a person is scared of committing gunas. I mustn't slip into the guna again. I mustn't fall into this guna again. One time is too much for me. I can't make that mistake again. I can't displease Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So he's scared. He's worried about disobeying Allah ta'ala. And he's hopeful of the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Al-imanu bayna al-khawfi wal-raja. This is what true iman is. True iman is that a person is hopeful of the mercy of Allah ta'ala. At the same time, he's fearful that I mustn't disobey Allah ta'ala. He's fearful of the punishment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun. Wa salamun al mursaleen. Walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.